Emathia's ornate bridge was a vaulted oval cut from planes of brass and steel, dominated by great lenses of crystal, ranging down towards the frigate's bow. Below the deck, in work pits among the ship's cogitators, hunchbacked servitors hissed to one another, busying themselves with the running of the vessel. Officers in blue-black tunics walked back and forth, overseeing their work. The ship's commander, resplendent in a red-trimmed duty jacket, turned from a gas lens viewer and gave the Astartes a bow.
Sergeant Kale, Brother Nod. We're very close now. Come.
Captain Hyban Gorilev beckoned them towards him. Nod liked the man. Gorilev had impressed him early on with his grasp of Astartes protocol and the careful generosity with which he commanded Emathia's crew.
The derelict is near, he was saying.
Gorilev's sandy-colored face was fixed in a frown.
Interference continues to defeat the scrying of our senses, however. There is wreckage. Evidence of plasma fire.
He trailed off. Nord sensed the man's apprehension, but said nothing, catching sight of a readout thick with lines of text in Gothic script. The ghost of a cold, undefined emotion began to gather at the base of his thoughts.
Astartes.
Filtered and machine-altered, the word emitted from a speaker embedded in a face where a mouth had once been. Eyes of titanium clockwork measured the Blood Angels coldly. Flesh, what there was of it, subsumed into carbide plates that disappeared beneath a hood. A great gale of black robes hung loose to pool upon the decking, concealing a form that was a collection of sharp angles, the silhouette of a body that bore little resemblance to anything natural-born. Antennae blossomed from tailored holes in the habit. And out of hidden pockets, manipulators and snake-like mechadendrites moved, apparently of independent thought and action. This thing that stood before them at the edge of the frigate's tacticarium, this not-quite-man seemingly built from human pieces and scrapyard leavings, this was Zeren.
Your mission will commence momentarily,
said the tech priest. He shifted slightly, and Nord heard the working of pistons.
You are ready.
We are Astartes,
Kale replied with a grimace. The words were answer enough.
Quite.
Zeren inclined his head towards the hololithic display, which showed flickers of hazy light.
This zone is filthy with expended radiation. It may trouble even your iron constitution, Blood Angel.
Doubtful.
Kale's annoyance was building.
Your concern is noted, Magi. But now we are here, I am more interested in learning the identity of this hulk you have tasked us to secure for you. We cannot prosecute a mission to the best of our abilities without knowing what we will face.
But you are Astartes,
said Zeren, making little effort to hide his mocking tone. Before Kale could respond, the tech priest's head bobbed.
You are quite right, Brother Sergeant,
he demurred.
I have been secretive with the specifics of this operation, but once you see your target, you will understand the need for such security.
Senses are clearing, noted Gorilev. We have a clean return. Show me,
snapped Kale. Earlier during the voyage, just to satisfy his mild interest, Nord had allowed his psychic senses to brush the surface of Zeren's mind. What he had sensed there was unreadable, not shrouded, but simply inhuman. Nothing that he could interpret as emotions, only a coldly logical chain of processes with all the nuance of a cogitator program. And yet, as the hololith stuttered and grew distinct, for the briefest of moments, Nord was certain he felt the echo of a covetous thrill from the tech priest.